That's 8:17 on the ticket. All right, to a show that I'm not necessarily a P1 of, but back in the day I was.
I was too. Always used to watch American Idol. We used to talk about it here on the show a lot from people who would win, like Kelly Clarkson or Carrie Underwood, to guys who would melt down or at least be the have a funny audition like Pants on the Ground and things like that. I haven't watched it in a long, long time, and it actually went away. It's back now on ABC. And something happened this week that's making headlines, and that is where a singer forgets the words during a song. It happened at the end of a song. It's really not like a huge e-break. It's not like he forgot the first verse or the bridge in the middle of a song and totally broke down. It came towards the end of the song anyway. But you know how it is on that show or The Voice. If you make like one mistake and you forget the words, and he clearly forgot the words at the end. He kind of faded out and he crashed and burned at the end of it. It's not that bad a mistake, but if you make a mistake like that in a show, you just think, okay, it's over, and you're going to get picked apart by the judges. How could you not be prepared for this? Listen to the song. You can go ahead and start rolling it there. This is called Falling Slowly. Did you ever see the movie called Once?
No.
It's from that movie, and it's a really good song. In fact, I saw this movie once and made note of it and went back and watched it just because the movie, the song is so good. All right. This is Hunter Metz.
And I can react.
He's also playing guitar.
Games that never amount to more than them, will play themselves out.
A drainer, maybe?
It may not be your thing. I think it's a pretty song. It really caught my attention the first time I heard it. But I think he does a nice version of it.
What's the movie about?
It's about a songwriter and struggling musician and a relationship between a guy and a girl. And kind of a slow movie as well.
Sounds like A Star Is Born.
Kind of, yeah. So the performance so far, really good. I don't know. If you hate the song, maybe you don't think this is a great performance, but the crowd's starting to get into it. He's got a cello player next to him, so things are starting off super positive here.
A jello player.
Cello.
Cello player. Did they take any cello shots when
no.
They were doing the broadcast?
Okay. All right, so here we go. Turn it up here.
You'll make it now.
So I don't know if you heard it there, but he kind of forgot the words and he like turned his head. So after that, the crowd, you know, thought it was a great performance. They gave him a standing ovation, but he starts bawling on stage. I mean, just breaking down on stage. And knowing that he flubbed the end, you know, he had this really nice performance, and he couldn't stop crying. And I don't know why I was so struck by this, but I thought it was cool. And by the way, if you don't know who's on the show now, Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie are the judges now.
It's not still Simon, Paula,
no.
And Randy.
That's from a time long, long ago.
From 3 decades ago.
So if Simon was still on, don't you think he probably goes, how could you forget the words?
Yes.
Well, you can't remember the words. You can't be a singer.
Why are you up there? No, he was shown a lot of grace and understanding by the judges. And I don't know, maybe I'm just sappy, but I thought this was kind of a cool moment as they started trying to make him feel better as he's up there crying.
Hunter!
Hunter!
That was the best performance you have ever given.
Yes.
No. Hunter! Perfection is an illusion.
Yes.
It's an illusion. It doesn't matter. That shows that you are human and vulnerable. And everybody relates to that. And it's amazing. It's emotion. That's what music is. And I know this is a lot of pressure, but it's not about perfection. It's about resonating with people. And you just did.
Yes.
What an incredible... An incredible song choice. An incredible... Listen, Hunter... You connected with us. You kept your eyes open, your heart open. You were so connected that you forgot where you were, and that is perfect.
Yes.
By the way, she has really changed her look now.
She's in Katy Perry.
Yeah, she's in a dress with a pearl necklace. And,
man, it was intense for me to watch you do that. It was,
this is Luke.
It was a series of emotions that you took me on a crazy ride, man. And I don't even know what happened at the end. But
is that
listen,
Lionel Richie?
Yeah.
I didn't care. You did no wrong. You could do no wrong in that moment. From your falsettos, those falsettos
are
some of the best things I've ever heard since I've sat in this chair at American Idol.
Thank you.
So I'm going to give you what we've heard throughout our career. Oh, my God, Lionel. I was there the night you forgot the lyrics to Hello. Okay? And the crowd loved it. I thought it was the worst night of my life. The crowd loved it. In fact, they didn't talk about my vocals. They talked about, and he forgot the lyrics, and the crowd took over. And what I'm saying to you, if you had not done that, it was called a perfect run. Now that you did that, it was absolutely a perfect run. Okay?
You know who else helped calm him down and make him feel better?
Who?
The great Ryan Seacrest, who's back on American Idol.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Because he's always doing his job.
So talented and made Hunter Metz feel better. Boy, another knee injury.
That's dang, man.
In 1 week. That's amazing. So, yeah, it's reality television. I was not watching it live. I was just alerted to this. This went viral this week of this guy melting down. And it is like our worst fear, whether we're going to make some sort of public speech, or we're going to MC something, or we're going to, in this case, sing something. Back when I played violin, we had to memorize our performance. By the way, is that cruel to put the 8-year-old kid front and center for a piano recital?
No, it toughens him up.
You think? I just know it used to make me a nervous wreck, and your biggest fear is, what if I forget? What if I'm halfway through? And I was able to make it through, but I saw other kids melt down and have to start over, and everyone's real quiet and everything. It is, and I don't know if we've all broken down like Hunter Metz, but it's like your worst nightmare, isn't it, when you just look at a crowd? If it's 10 people, or in this case, millions of people watching, and you freeze up.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been bothered by that. I think maybe when I was a kid, I was a little nervous for some school plays. But, you know, in an early age, I was an altar boy at church, so I was...
You're used to the stage?
Yeah,
the big stage.
And my buddy Mark and I would always... try to make each other laugh up on stage. And I think that got us, you know, used to performing in front of a crowd.
Yeah.
I hated performing. Hated it when we had to do school plays or a musical, anything like that. I just the tension that I would feel beforehand.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand it.
Everyone has it to a degree if it's some sort of performance like that, a musical performance or something you have to memorize. Maybe MC
giving a speech in class,
speech,
any
yeah.
of that. Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, even today it makes me a little nervous to like MC, you know, a charity event or something like that.
Sure. Yeah.
Not to the point where I can't do it. There's only one time, and I don't know because I have blocked this out mentally, so I honestly don't know what happened, and I don't like telling this story. It may have gone smoothly, but this is probably 20 years ago, and I was invited to introduce Dr. Kenneth Cooper from the Cooper Clinic, and he's the father of aerobics. They had this big award ceremony, and they were giving him a lifetime achievement or something like that, and I was asked to introduce him. And so I thought, how can I, you know, I tried to write an intro for him, and I came up with what I thought was a good line because he's the father of aerobics. And so the way I introduced him was, you know, did his bio and then said, and now, ladies and gentlemen, run for your lives. It's Dr. Kenneth Cooper.
Oh, no.
Run for your lives, right?
Yeah.
Because he promoted running and aerobic fitness and all that. So I thought that was a funny line to put right before his name.
I can't even stand listening to the story.
So this is, I've blocked it out, so I honestly don't know what happened.
Oh, no.
But I think I forgot his name.
Oh. I just drew a blank.
I think I was so fixated on
nailing that awesome punchline,
nailing the lead-in line. that once I delivered it, I think I said to myself, "Wow, you delivered it, but it's not going over that well." And then I think I blanked out on his name, but all I remember is applause and him walking up to accept the award, and me going back to my table and nobody really looking at me. And so I assumed that I messed it up because I think. Like, I don't know if I called him Dr. Michael Cooper after the L.A. Lakers great, or I messed up somehow, I'm pretty sure. But I can't tell you if I did or not 100%, but I think that's the only time where, publicly speaking, that I ever forgot somebody's name.
I came to the podium and said, just to reintroduce myself, I'm Dr. Kenneth Cooper,
the former Laker. But,
thank you to Greg for introducing me.
All right, since Greg didn't say my name, he just hung on that line that he thought was so great.
Yeah, you probably just said, run for your life, and then you walked away from the podium.
I may have. I may have. I honestly don't know.
Did you even consider just to keep walking, just right out the
door?
Yeah,
just walk straight out, stage right. Go to your car.
It's the worst, and you have that freeze moment.
It's the worst.
Or if you just, you're performing, you know it's not going over well. Like, I've brought this up before, but we were at some guy's night out, and there's a couple of guitars there, and for some reason, Gordo and I started doing Sweet Hardline to a crowd on a patio that I don't even think they were ticket fans.
Yeah, it was one of those deals where
going and going.
We had a ticket event that was going on in like a big tent in the parking lot kind of feel. It seemed like there was like two different areas to this business.
Yeah.
And there were the regular patrons and then there was the ticket crowd.
Yeah.
But you and I wandered over into the regular crowd and there were some guitars and we somehow got in there and picked it up and started playing Sweet Hardline, which is just me on acoustic. And I think you didn't even have a guitar.
I didn't have a guitar. No.
He was just in front of the mic and we're doing this weird version of Sweet Caroline that none of these patrons have ever heard, you
and
know,
I totally
these
misread
lyrics.
The room, so I'm right into Sweet Hardline. Then I start noticing and then, no one is paying attention.
Right. And then what did I do?
And how do we get out of this? He kept extending the chorus over and over. And like looking at me like going, Sweet Hardline.
I kept him up there as long as I could.
Finally, I just walked off and left him up there and said, something's wrong with George. And of course, he probably said I had to go to the bathroom or something like that. And God, that was a nightmare. And of course, my worst moment, you know, each day we have some sort of presentation to make here, and my worst moment gets played every day on the ticket when I was the only one in the entire country talking in a moment of silence after 9/11.
You shouldn't let that bother you so much.
Well, it really doesn't bother me anymore. It used to. It used to really bother me. Like, the day of and a few weeks after.
Yes, when
I didn't know if I was going to put on the headsets again.
Emotions were very sensitive at that time.
Yes.
And that was
awkward.
Sensitive time. But that was that a week later? A week after 9/11?
1 week. Hmm. 1 week to the moment. And that's what I did.
Isn't that better than Norm the day of declaring that it was time to get back to business as usual?
I don't know if it was day of.
Because he had some sports segments planned and
it may be revisionist history.
Upset that his producer was saying, hey, we really should talk about the whole 9/11 thing that just happened today on 9/11.
So don't panic. You'll get through it, probably. And you probably won't crash and burn. If you do, it's not that big a deal, right?
Oh, I hope some P1s send in some bad performance anecdotes that they've been through when they've been up there giving a speech and forgotten somebody's name or
just had to bail.
Oh, Because what happens when you're up there talking and you start knowing that you're failing, you notice that you're failing.
Yes.
And then your mind starts having a whole dialogue with itself.
Right.
And then you can't concentrate on what you're up there supposed to be
right.
doing.
Yeah.
Because there's such stuff going, there's a storm going on in your head. Like your major organs are shutting down. You can't concentrate.
And if Dr. Cooper is listening this morning, I apologize for whatever I said. I have no idea what I said. All right, coming up next, we've got a new football podcast to listen to, hosted by a former Cowboys coach.